Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am your host, the big guy, Ryback Trademarked. Happy Monday. Starting the week off hot here, guys. Second episode Thursday through Thursday here with the Ryback Show with the Friday feeding times coming at you. We are streaming live on Instagram and TikTok, the big guy Ryback 22. You guys swing on over here to Ryback TV on YouTube, where we record this show live each and every day, Sunday through Thursday. And then it's distributed out to all the podcast platforms, wherever podcasts are played. But you are the co-host of this show. The ebb and flow of the show goes where your questions go. Health, fitness, supplementation, pro wrestling, sports, anything and everything in between on that. Guys, super chats are always greatly appreciated and brought up on the screen. The big guy Starbucks and shoulder scar tissue relief fund. Just took the dogs to the park for their early afternoon walk and got my coffee and got my morning work all done here. Everything with Feed Me More Nutrition, getting some of April's promotions ready. And I've got quite a bit more to do on that still, and as well as the email and text message discount for this week, and moving on and functioning without Fabrice Bean, as I called him, with everything. And definitely has not been easy, but we are getting by, and everything will be all right. And talking to his son a lot and talked about that, and it's just a horrible situation. And but you just keep on keeping on, go one day at a time, and always remember them. And that's something I've always done with different things and people I've known that have passed that have been close. But this was a big one. So we are streaming today on Facebook at Ryback Reeves and Twitter at Ryback, with everything going on with all of that, which will be losing my legacy blue check mark April 1st, according to Elon. And I'm not paying them anything until they fix my account, until all my accounts. And as you guys can see, we're dealing with all the massive suppression and shadow banning, whatever you want to call it, the coding that they have put in to limit my success and to limit my visibility to my massive following. And it's very frustrating and disheartening, but we go one day at a time, and the truth will win. And I stand behind that, and we will let the slingshot keep getting pulled back and keep getting loaded, and we will unload on all of these corrupt individuals in due time. This podcast is available on all podcast platforms. If you listen to this show, please, and you have iTunes, please go leave a review. Nobody's left a review in like a year. So if you guys like this show, go leave a review. We're gonna be blunt with you guys today on some of this stuff. Help the cause. If you listen to this, you get value out of the show, go leave a review. All right. If not, F off. Like, we gotta get this going. And there's a reason why I say this every show. So if you listen, you take a moment, greatly appreciated with all of that. And give the show a listen. Let's get this show going on the podcast charts and get it up there and where it belongs. We can't have a show that has the most listens overall be off of the audio rankings every week. Let's get it going on there. Let's move it up with that, with all of that. All right. This show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line sweetened with stevia and mung fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors. Vegan friendly for all people. He, she, and thee. Men and women, he, she, and thee. FeedMeMore.com. New customers can save 30%. Discount code Ryback30. Returning customers can save 20% discount code FEEDME20 on that. We still get a bottle of our 1-2-3 muscle joint tendon support, which is ending very soon, guys. So get your free bottle of that muscle tendon joint support if you want it. A $44.99 value, yours free. That is going to be stopping here at the end of March. So cash in on that, guys. Take advantage. Take advantage of these big discounts. We've also got the buy one, get one free on the two suite. That's BC, sweet BOGO, sweet BOGO for the buy one, get one free on the two suite blood sugar support formula for the carb control, fat control on that. And then also the finish it BCAA electrolyte matrix is buy one, get one free currently with discount code BCAA BOGO, BCAA BOGO. No limit on those. You want 20, 10 or free. You want 6-3 or free. No limit on those. Check it out, guys. Plenty of ways to save. We've got all the Ryback merch, everything, feedmemore.com. Hello, hello, hello. All right. Good to see all of you guys. Thank you very much. KG, if KG is who I think it is, hello, hello, hello. Thank you for everything, as always, KG. She, KG, and Fabrice are the two secret weapons of everything. And now Fabrice is overlooking everything from above. All right, what do we got going on today? We'll see if YouTube distributes this out, gets this going. I had to send them another request on the support that they're not. They haven't got back to me in 3 weeks now since they sent everything off to legal. And I've tried opening 10 new cases. They will not help me. And very disheartening with everything going on in Twitter and all the platforms. IG shadow banned for 90 days. They said, which supposedly it was 2 years on a 90-day one before. So I don't know what this one's going to be, but it's bad. You know, even on my stories, I used to get like 15, 20, 25,000 people that would see my stories. I get like 500 people now that maybe if that see my stories, that's bad. And then the posts are the same and all that. But it is, we just got to keep doing the formula. I know what it takes to succeed and win because I've done it until they took it away. So we don't stop the formula. We don't stop the process. We just got to somehow. You know, I talk about this for the hopes of somebody listening that has a connection that unfortunately has not been the case of ever doing this. But if you do nothing, nothing happens. If you at least try something, something might happen. And at the end of the day, I control my health and get bigger and stronger and get everything together. And there's always multiple routes to where you want to go, and they can keep closing them off on me, but they can't control this one. And that's the one that we're going pedal to the metal on, and because this is beyond personal now on many, many ways. What do we got going on today? Hello, hello. Victor, hello. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, we've had multiple versions of the show. This is my favorite version that we do. This is where the listeners are the co-host of this show. And we've had to adjust and change over the years. There's been multiple formats from the early days and then with Phoenix and then a couple of the other guys. And you got to cut dead weight off at points in times and people that you realize that aren't your friends. And not, this isn't talking about Phoenix. Phoenix is the biggest sweetheart in the world. And I will forever love Phoenix. And we remain great friends. And she's just one of the nicest, most genuine human beings that I've ever met with anything. She's just a total sweetheart. So not talking about her on that, but then did interviewing people for a couple years. That was great. But with everything going on with the suppression, and it's very frustrating, and it doesn't matter what guest I have on, doesn't matter when you're not able to promote and your stuff and your show's not getting notified to all your people that are subscribed to your show on all the different from audio to the video. It creates a lot of problems. And so anyways, this version here, and then guest canceling, a lot of things. This is my favorite thing. And nobody does this version of a podcast in wrestling where I let you guys be the co-host and answer your questions, helps me with the supplements. This does better for sales for Feed Me More Nutrition than just having random people from walks of life. It's easier for me to do. I could do the show at my own leisure for the most part as long as I kind of set aside and plan it out, which we've been able to do here. And so this is the version. And this version I actually can do and will do. And then I think at some point, like back wrestling, I'll have guests on here and there, but it's still going to be this show like this most of the time. Because in it too, you got to remember, if this stuff goes away, there'll be thousands of people in here if this channel is being distributed properly with it. And it makes it way more fun with that. And so that's just kind of where we're at with everything. Thank you for rating the show. Do I miss wrestling, having matches, promos, and so on? Absolutely. I love it. I've always loved it. I've said that from the beginning. I've said the whole goal from the beginning is to go back. So this shouldn't be a shock, anything to anybody that I'm doing on getting closer and closer. I've been saying this for years and years and years. I'm the first person to overcome needing a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement. I got to repeat this stuff because so few people hear it. Literally have made history. I have made history in that alone. And I will toot my horn all day long on that. And I've had a lot of help with the bioaccelerator and Dr. William Baumgartel. But it's been me me doing the hours of rolling on a goddamn golf ball and lacrosse ball every single day for 4 fucking years. I don't know another human being that would have done and sacrificed everything, scabs all on the back of my shoulder, that going and getting my shoulder worked on 3 hours a week from Wasana, the therapist, my Asian angel, like with this, and seeing the other doctors for 6-7 months straight, and going, waiting, losing 4 or 5 hours out of my day to drive across town to get them to work on it for 30 minutes each or an hour here and there. Like, this is, most people would have just chosen the Percocets and the give up route. Pretty much everybody has, based on history with this. I didn't. I said, nope, I'm going to do this along with all this other mess going on. So, like, I am going to, and you bet your bottom dollar, I am pissed off and angry. I am beyond angry at this point. But I'm going to use this just like I use my ankle injury and take that energy, that anger, and just control it. And it will come out at the right time, at the right place. And it will be felt worldwide. And I know how to do that better than anyone. So that's where we're at. All right. The podcast. Yes, Victor, the podcast are on Spotify. Yes, yes, yes. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podbean, iTunes, wherever podcasts are, it is available. Sheep Burgers. So I'm going to just call you out on this right now, Sheep Burgers. You go, I would follow you if you were more on Rumble. Literally every episode is on Rumble. So what is your excuse now? I'm asking you, because you make a statement like that, like I'm not on Rumble. The big guy's on Rumble. You know what I mean? So, Let's go ahead and just call you out on that BS right here. Brandon says the mass shootings need to end and it need to stop. Yeah, not good on that on any front. But we are living in a day and age of look at everything going on from our generations and the generations prior, from our parents to their grandparents. Say, I want to say this stuff, and it may be a little before, but timeline-wise, my grandparents, I'm 41, so my grandparents and my parents, things started changing drastically in the United States and the world around this time, as far as, one, the introduction of processed foods and like sodas and sugars, prescription drugs, and antidepressants and the Ritalins and all those things, and the vaccines and all these different things. So then we started altering behavior and things from being passed on from generation to generation. And right now is a culmination of the mess that we are in from all this, from capitalism for bad. It's that simple. So you're dealing with people that don't think logically, that have lost common sense. They, for whatever reason, these drugs and the different things and the lower quality of human beings reproducing at a rapid rate, and then taking their crazy messed up thoughts and putting it into new baby brains, who then take that as the truth and grow up. This is what is going on. And that's the world we live in. So live in your bubble, protect your bubble, and hope. Just say thank you for every day that we have, because we are living in a chaotic, crazy world. A lot of good, a lot of amazing things. Unfortunately, we have now polluted it with a lot of bad, in a lot of bad ways. And that can only go on for so long. Yes, someone says social media also affects people, I believe, 1,000%. And the more time we are off social media and living in the real world, the better. I talked about that the other day with you guys. Whenever you find yourself getting frustrated or angry, just check out, stay away from it, take them off your phone, and just live in the real world. And I promise you, things get better almost instantly. And you realize you don't need these apps and the things. They're great, and they're great to connect and use them, but in spurts. Use it. Don't let it use you. Use the technology. Use social media. Get the benefits that we can get out of it, the connections that we enjoy, and check out after that. Don't let the negatives overwhelm you and whatnot. Yeah, Victor, you're very late. We talk about it every day. I'm going to let you catch up, Victor, on some of it. And if you stick around, you'll be caught up pretty quick. Yeah, no excuse. No excuse there, Sheetburgers. We're on Rumble. We're on Rumble. I do not follow women's independent wrestling. Hello, hello. I'm looking at your questions here. Randy, thank you very much for saying thank you for consistent lives. Love your energy, big guy. The live podcasts are the best podcasts. It's nothing better than going live. I'm looking, who's that person? I saw a comment in there from somebody. Yesterday, also to update, Mandy, which I don't see Mandy here today. I guess Mandy at the end of the show, I don't know when because I didn't see the comment, said she was finally ready to come on live. So we'll see if Mandy is back today at any point in time. And she might not come back for a few episodes thinking we'll forget. But the moment I see her name pop in, we're going to get Mandy. We got to get her take on the Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair match, on who she, her pick to click for that match is. Your pizza videos, you actually had me, your pizza videos actually had me buy pizza that day. It's a trip. There is a lot of vegan pizza options out there. Yeah, we have a lot of places here in Vegas. I've been doing the regular feeding time videos and having a blast doing them. YouTube is not distributing them like I thought they were going to. They actually, get this, my regular feeding time videos not doing vegan foods are doing way worse than my vegan feeding time videos, which shows you how bad, and because this happened when they, after the legal stuff, they shadow banned my channel even further. They put another level of, and that's why you see this go down from always being at 100 people right away in here. This is what I'm telling you guys. This stuff is in, they have it in levels so that nobody, these numbers, and then they cut it in half essentially. So whatever they did on the shadow ban, they go, let's crank it up another notch and that on the coding. And so that's why everything is done even way worse, because it's half of what it was. And that was already really bad. So I've got like my YouTube channel is like that of somebody with like 5 or 10,000 subscribers tops. Not a 430,000, 429 and change. But this is, it's meant so I can't make money. They're cutting me off on every avenue, and they want this, like they want me to quit. They want me to quit, and like Vince and them, I never will. And I will get the last laugh. And they chose the wrong one. This is, and it's been the story of my life, having to overcome adversity and stupid stuff. And I will sit at the mountaintop and I will make it a mission to crush and squash horrible human beings, because I have it in me. Like I think I'm the most loving, good, pure human being that exists in like that my heart. But I also know that you cannot fight bad with good. You have to squash it. You have to destroy it. And that is for the betterment of all the other good people. And that's all that you can do. That's the way that I view life. And because there's too many examples of you can't fight evil with good. Doesn't work. They don't play by any rules. And so when you're playing against that, it's like you got to just get rid of them one way or the other. Ryback, would you wrestle Joey Janela in May when GCW goes to Vegas? No, not. I'm not doing any wrestling and anything with that. I got to get my Ryback documentation and then we'll go from there with that. And then I've got to set up a meeting and go from there. Yep, Jex Gaming. That's again. So this is for the people like Jex Gaming that doesn't. I don't think you understand the shadow ban stuff, buddy. So he goes, one thing I could say is I get all your notifications on your vids and streams. Yes, there's a very small portion. This is being done because they do it in coding, where so I'll get distributed normally to a very small amount of people. Does that make sense? You happen to be in that small group of people that get the notifications with it. If that coding was erased and my channel was just allowed to be distributed, that number would be 15, 20 times, 30 times. So that you would be expanded upon with that. That's what a shadow ban suppression is. If they otherwise, they would just delete my accounts. That's very obvious, right? But when you put shadow ban and suppress the stuff, it's not obvious in the sense of like people like you that go, well, I'm getting the notifications, everything's fine. Yeah, but if you look at impressions and total views and the amount of people that say they don't get them, you can clearly see, oh, wait, those analytics don't add up for those amount of followers, right? I think we could all say that fairly with it. And it's like, that's odd. How do you get this following on the content that they're subscribing to, but yet it's because they're not getting them the consistent notifications. People are busy. You need to pop up on their timeline occasionally. Oh, yeah. And then they watch and they become regular. And we had that for a while. And then when they take that away, it then you just kind of, you can't grow. You can't really do too much. But I've somehow managed to keep growing because I have the luxury of people, I think, remember me and they follow, but then they don't get followed up with the notifications. And this is kind of what we see. So like, look at my number right now. Imagine that number, people with channels this big, the numbers are huge with it. Why is it not the case? People, you could sit there and say whatever you want, but when it's happening on every platform, it's beyond obvious. And then like TikTok was the one where it wasn't happening. And then when it started happening, go look at like the people, I know like that woman that does that has the front butt, she wears the fake teeth. She has 3 million followers on TikTok. All of her videos are at least in the 100,000s. She does the same videos all the time. She changes them up here and there, but like she does pretty much the same thing, right? But it's her followers. They follow for that. And then it gets distributed to them. So 100, 200, 300,000 consistently, like every video. Now go look at my videos on it. 3,000, 1,000, 500, 6,000, 12,000. You'll get one 30,000, 40,000. Occasionally they'll let one go to 3, 4, 500,000. Occasionally one will go to 1 or 2 or 3 million with it. But you look, it's all these super low numbers on the content where it doesn't matter what the post is. And there's clearly, that's a shadow ban and what it does. And so it makes those videos that are even going the 2, 3 million, those would have been 20, 30, 40 million videos. That's like, because that's what I did before that was implemented. So, but I could tell you guys all day long. I live it. I know it. And it sucks. I'm glad you understand, Jex Gaming. I'm just saying, like, it because I see that on Twitter where people will do that and, like, on an Elon post. And then I'm just like, brother, it's not, they have no idea as a whole, the majority, how shadow banning or suppressing works. And Elon has already talked about this, that the old regime, and this is what all the platforms are doing, they have coding that they're able to put into individual accounts and that's why I've been incapable of going viral. Now for so long, they have literally taken that away from me. We've got a super chat here. Super chats are greatly appreciated. Also, will I be in LA for Mania Weekend, big guy? I am at WrestleCon all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Friday 9 to 5, Saturday and Sunday 9 to 2. Get out of there. 2 p.m. on those days. So I'm greatly looking forward to it. I'm expecting it to be pretty good. And a couple of the videos that I put up have like the one I did with my gear bag and everything on TikTok and IG, but TikTok, that one I think is over 400,000 views already. That one has a chance to, if it like that one might go to 1 or 2 million, if they let it keep going, they slowed it down. Have to wait and see. Sometimes it will just refall back into it, like a slight thing and go a little bit more, but that's good free publicity that I'm at WrestleCon with that on top of some paid ads, targeted ads and whatnot to let people know that I'm going to be there, as well as the WrestleCon site announced it and all that. But I typically do well whenever I've done wrestling conventions and wrestling fans are there. I did one, I remember years ago, that they didn't, the event didn't advertise me. So nobody even knew that I was going to be there. And we cleaned house as far as like that was, it was a massive day of, because people just saw me. They were like, we didn't even know you were going to be here. And it ended up turning into be like a great thing. So that one always kind of kicked myself. I go, man, that would have been great if the site would have advertised me for it. But we'll see what happens. Yeah, see, if somebody says, I never get an invite to see you live, your lives. Only time I see is by bringing your channel up and finding it that way. Eric, yeah. And so the best thing you guys can do, if you guys want to try to help me on that, is send in a request to YouTube and ask them that and why that's happening to you. And then please screenshot that and send it to me. I want to see what they tell you with it. And you can do that on Twitter, send it in an IG. There's ways, but that if you have notifications on and you are not getting the notifications, any of them, because you should be allowed to get 3 notifications a day from my channel. That's what they told me on that. And so I try to make sure that I do those for the videos on all of them. And I don't know if they do them on YouTube Shorts, but if maybe someone here, do you guys get notifications for the Shorts, or is it only on the regular form videos on that? But I know YouTube has said you get 3 notifications a day for your channel on that. So when people say they're not getting notifications at all, it's obviously concerning, because it's just kind of like you're just living your life but nobody, just imagine, we're all busy, right? And so there's a small percentage of people that will come and check on that. But typically people need to see you. And then I do that when they do that for social media and for people. And I see, oh yeah, I haven't seen them in a bit, and they pop up, and then I go and I start liking their stuff. It's just like, I go, man, but when you don't show up on people's stuff consistently, it makes it very, very difficult. All right, what do we got going on today, guys? Good to see all of you guys. You do get short notifications. So yeah, so there should be 3 a day between Shorts and long form videos. I'm going through looking at your questions here, guys. Welcome to the Ryback Show. A lot of front butt comments from that today. Okay, wait, hold on. Brandon, we've got another super chat here. Brandon, 4836. Are you going to watch WrestleMania? And if so, are you going to do a watch along? So I know we talked about previously, before I had committed to doing the WrestleCon appearance, that I was going to try to do a watch along for one or two of the matches or a few of the matches here. And I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be at WrestleCon in LA. And as of right now, I don't even know. I mean, I've got my phone and whatnot. And I've got Peacock on there, and I got my tablet I could also bring, but I'll probably leave that. I'll just probably go with my phone. And so I don't know if I will, I'd imagine I'll watch it from my phone, most likely. I've got a nice hotel out there. I'm staying a bit away from LA. I don't want to be in LA for that. I'm staying just away. Probably, I don't know if I'm 30 or 40 minutes away. I tend to do this all the time though, because with all the people, everyone, you know, all the fans, plus two, everything is just so crowded with WrestleMania week. I did that New Orleans one. I stayed at a hotel all the wrestlers were at, and it was just fans everywhere. And it's like, there's just like nothing. You can't go anywhere without, a picture here or there is fine. But like, when you're just like, when it's just everybody, it's it's never been for me. And I've had to do it way too much where so I stayed 40 minutes away, and that's probably even over an hour, maybe longer with traffic, LA traffic. I'll have to time that well from the Friday morning on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, leaving the hotel to getting to the signing in time. But I won't be able to do a watch along out there unless I bring my tablet with me. But even then, like, because I do this show for my, and I might actually be buying a new laptop too, Because I was like, every the cameras are so much better on the new. Does anyone has any suggestions on a really badass laptop? And this is like an Apple iPad deal here. This is, but it's a MacBook Pro, and I don't know what year this one is, but I've had this one for a few years now, and but I don't know if it was like a 17, 18, or 19. But I want to get one with a better camera, even, because I think it will help. Because I love everything that we're doing with this show, but I get one with like a 4K camera, or you know, one of the with a better quality on that for the visual version. Even though everything is fine on this, but because I'm not going to bring all this stuff with me out there, so the watch along is probably going to be not something that happens unless I could always record it when I get back. The Peacock, I could put it on and do a video cord. I could record it on, I don't have to do a live even on here. I could just do it, which is always more fun doing it live though. So I'd probably do it live and go from there. So could you join AEW as Ryborg and then switch to Ryback when you get the licensing deal? Yeah, that could be done, but I'm not wrestling yet. I don't think you kind of still got a shoulder thing going on that I'm just anticipating hopefully will time out really good, because I'm getting closer and closer when I get that documentation in a month or two. So we'll see what happens. I know Dynamite and the Dynamite's here April, May. Dynamite is in Vegas May 24th. They'll probably obviously do Rampage too. And then I think I have the AEW pay-per-views at Double or Nothing at the MGM where they usually run it, or they're doing T-Mobile. I can't remember but they're out here for that. But I don't know, even if I got to have that documentation. I have to have it, and we'll know. I'll know more really soon on probably specifically a date that I'm going to have it with everything. And so it's not just the documentation though. I got to go get cleared for my shoulder, and you know, you're dealing at a professional level. You don't just like contact and like, yeah, oh, but when I have this or this, and like you, everything is out of the way. No distractions. Everything's out of the way. There's no restrictions. No, you know what I mean? And that's just a professional way of handling things. And you go from there with it. And then we could start mapping out some stuff. I've got stuff written down from a creative standpoint that I think is top tier, and we'll have to wait and see. Somebody says they never believed in chiropractors until they fixed them. Yep. I think everyone, I've seen people that have said that, and then, you know, I think there's people that can go to them too much, and you could overdo it with it. And like, I haven't gone to one in forever, and I feel better than ever, you know, but I'm also not wrestling and getting banged around every week. You know, when I was going to my chiro once a week, and then also getting adjusted here or there by the WWE staff. So it's just dependent on your lifestyle and what you got going on. And I've had it where you throw out something and you got to go get that lower back adjustment, and it's as if nothing ever happened with it. But I know there's people that say, oh, they're quacks and this and that. The majority of chiropractors I've met are brilliant people. They enjoy helping people, and it works. So, but there's haters in everything in life. It doesn't matter what we do. This is why you just got to live life, and we'll never control the billions of mind or all the people that are, skeptics and really critical of everything. And it's just, what are you going to do with it? Literally, what are you going to do? It's not worth the time. And you just know what works, live your life and live in the real world. And hey, everyone can think whatever the hell they want to think. I'm looking at the questions here. Hold on. Let me take a look here. We got some questions coming in. Yes, I keep in contact with multiple people in wrestling. KG, very, very smart comment. As always, no need to rush the process. Time will always be on your side. It's, I agree. And I've always been protected and everything's going to work out. I would not have been able to get to this point if it wasn't going to. It would have, it just wouldn't have got to this point. So many wrestlers living in Vegas now. Ray, Disco Godfather, RVD. Yeah, Ray Mysterio and them are out here. I don't know if I know. I think Rikishi, is he in California? But he's out here sometimes, right? Or he might even have a place here. I know they advertise Solo from living in Vegas, don't they, on TV? They bill him from Las Vegas, Nevada. So Solo might be out here as well. I don't see why they would bill him from here if he wasn't from here. With that. But yeah, Ambrose, Moxley, and Renee used to live it. They were in Henderson. They moved back. A couple years ago? They moved back to Cincinnati for John with that. But I've been born and raised. I've been here my whole life. So you talked about chiropractors the other day. Have you ever received the Y strap? The spine decompression looks interesting. Yep, had it tons of times. Dr. Carlos and Sean at Extreme Couture do that one. They use the Y strap. It's never really, I'll tell you that no chiropractor has ever been able to adjust me. Get ready for this. The best neck adjustment and decompression, like that Y strap, that I have ever gotten and gotten multiple times was from Al Snow in Ohio Valley Wrestling. Al used to get on the mats in the morning and we would all line up before class would start. Al learned a technique from a Japanese chiropractor. At least this is what he told us. And looking back, I'll tell you right now, it was the best. What we would do is Al would get a towel. You'd lie down. He would have the person that was going to go next would sit on your feet, literally put their weight on your shins. And so that, or hold your feet. Like they would put their weight and hold so that you would, and Al had a way for them to do it so that it would actually stop you from getting pulled, so it would allow him to decompress. He would take the towel and wrap it around your neck and get it nice and tight. And then he would like do this little thing and get you nice and relaxed, loosey goosey, I think was the phrase. And then right when he felt you finally relaxed and got your mind off of like you're going to get your head yanked off, he would be able to do it. It used to pop me from the tailbone all the way up, like, and you just lie there and it was like, you would like just almost black out for a second. It was just such a euphoric feeling of being adjusted. No chiropractor ever has been able to do that to me like Al Snow. And like it is, and I don't know if it's because the other chiropractors don't secure your feet down. And so that Y strap, so your body ends up moving when they're doing it. You could still get a little bit, but it's nowhere near that when they actually lock you in. And it actually allows the decompression to work. But Al, they used to line, almost everybody in class would let Al just every morning adjust him. And I don't know how this got started, but Al Snow could legit be, I feel like if Al, with that technique alone, he could do amazing business, not being a licensed chiropractor. Which is always hilarious, but that was the trust we had in Al Snow. Like Al had, not many people would let another human being put that towel and do it and adjust, right? I'll tell you what, I take it back. There was one other guy though that was better than chiropractors as well, was Fearless Jack Bull from our group that used to hang out and smoke and watch wrestling all night long at my place or at Cliff Compton's place. Me, Cody, Fearless Jack Bull, this guy, Timmy Baltimore would be there. And every once in a while there'd be somebody else. I don't think I'm really leaving out, but it was me, Cody, and Jack and Cliff were the four. That's the picture I posted when I had the blonde hair. We were holding up the four horsemen sign, but it was the four of us would smoke and watch wrestling and talk wrestling all night. and storylines or whatever. But Fearless Jack Bull learned the technique also. And Fearless Jack Bull would give amazing ones, not as good as Al, but he was second. We would all smoke and then usually make a treat run at the Thornton's, the gas station, and go get ice cream. I would get chipwiches. I was known for the chipwiches. And the guys would like order pizza, and I wouldn't eat the pizza all the time, but then I would be so out of my mind high, I'd eat pizza at the end of the night. But we'd all be relaxed, and then Jack was able to do the adjustments as well. Those were good times. Yeah, the ring dinger. There's a guy in Houston. Yeah. That the ring dinger, that's the way to do it. You got to secure the ankles, the feet, and stop them from moving. Yeah, I've seen thoughts on Stacy Keibler being announced in the Hall of Fame today. Some smart fans upset, but I see why, since they're in LA. Yeah, she had an amazing pro wrestling career. It's physical acting. Quote unquote, smart fans are miserable at everything. They're miserable at their own existence. So they hate everything and anything. So I say you just block those people out and shut them out. They don't matter. They literally don't matter. They're upset over everything. Who cares? She's awesome. She more than deserves to go in there. And she had an amazing career, physical acting, physical actress in a pro wrestling setting. She did. She's absolutely. She was over there in WCW. And did great stuff there, and then came over to WWE and also did great stuff there. So why wouldn't you? It's absolutely well deserved. Is Brock Lesnar an actual nice person? I've always gotten along very well with Brock. I told you guys this, he used to use my workout bands all the time, because I had like 50, 60 pound workout bands. Like, because if you buy like the generic ones in the store, like those are too easy. You can't get a real pump or get your body really to go. So I would get like, I would have like multiple bands that would be like 40, 50, 60 pounds. I had various ones in Brock, because they actually legitimately got you pumped up and like ready to go out there. And I would do like a whole routine to get my whole body outside of my active stretching and warming up with that. And so Brock would always, he'd always grab them if I wasn't using them, and he'd put them back where they were. I'd like always find a little place. I'd like put a bottle or two bottles of water. I'd put my bands and I would just keep it there. I'd find it during the day and before I was getting ready to get, I'd had a routine so that like, boom, 30 minutes before my match or 20 minutes before my match, I'm going to get over there. It's going to be close to Gorilla so I can be in the vicinity in case there's any changes, close enough to the monitors and things, but I kind of have my own space as well, and depending on the building and whatnot. So, and I've talked to him multiple times and he was always, always great. Like, I don't know what there's negative stuff on everybody out there. People make up anything. He doesn't put up with BS though. So people that don't put up with BS, and then people act like idiots to them and then get shut down. And then they go, oh, that person's is a bad person. It's like, no, you're the bad person. And we just let you know that you're the bad person and you didn't like it. So then you just go out and create lies. And then they obsess about you for the rest of their lives. Thank you very much for saying you love my short videos. They're hilarious. Thank you. Nope. Shell Shock is the finisher. It's one of the most effective finishers in the history of pro wrestling. Why would I change it? Good to see all of you guys. This is a good question from Dragon. What was the end goal with the storyline where you were a heel bully in mid to late 2013. So you ready for this? Never communicated once. They didn't have an end goal with it. And that's why it got stopped abruptly and put with Paul Heyman, and the bullying stopped right when it was getting over. It was my, and I've talked about this countless times with everything. It was a way to, when they took everything away and I was getting cheered still when they were trying to have me be a heel, it was a way it started getting me heat finally. And it was disgusting people. And I feel I excelled in that role and it was very believable. It just stopped because Paul needed somebody to keep his thing going with Punk for a couple more months. And I was not, as I've talked about, I was not happy with it, but being a professional, you do it and you do business. And that was that, but there was no end goal. Vince would routinely say to me when we would talk, "Ah, damn it. I love that bullying stuff. Ah, you're such a good bully." I literally go, "Why'd we stop?" "I don't know." Eat a steak and we talk about something else. Like, I was in there for what I had to talk about. Like, I was so over everything after all the lies. I didn't pursue things too much because it was just like, I don't care. I just don't care. But like, that's just, I can only communicate what was said. God damn it. Ah, I get a hard erection watching you bully people. Vince, dude, I don't need to. Ah, really? Yes, you want to see? No, I don't. I don't want to see. That didn't happen, but very believable that it probably could have. Hello from Russia. Santino recently said on a podcast that half the roster may be autistic. Thoughts? I have no idea. I don't even know if he said that, so I'm not even. What's the most idiotic creative idea you've heard from the creative team? I don't know off the top of my head. I can't. So I guess the top of my head, the only thing that comes to mind, and I know why it was being done, it was to test me, was when they did the cryback deal where they had me quit in the match against Miz. That was just a test from Vince and them to see if I would go along with it. And I knew it all along with it, that it was just so out of the blue and out of nowhere. And Vince, they wanted Miz to kick my leg and me in the match to start like fake crying or like and give up and quit. It was the most random. It's on a Raw, I think. It's like my leg, I think I'm in the corner and they have my leg in the rope and Miz is just kicking it with his like with the top of his boot. And I quit. And it was like, it was something like where I was too injured to go on. I don't know what, but I remember I think Fit Finley was my agent for that, or Road Dog. And like, I could just tell when they tell you and then they're looking at you. And like, you could just tell when they're because they're going to go back and report that, like, how do you take the news with it? And like, so it was just, okay, fine. That's fine. Like I had already they've already sabotaged everything. Like, it's just acting. Sure. I can go do that. I can do that better than anybody. And then we did it. And then Vince, I had to go see Vince. Vince, I wanted to talk to me. And Vince goes, he said something, "Oh, we shouldn't have done that." And I go, "Oh, yeah, but you wanted it." I go, "So we did it." He goes, "I know, but it was stupid." There's something. And I go, "Okay." I just remember specific, because we were talking about something with me and Sheamus to do something possibly with a me and Sheamus program. Me and Sheamus always had really good chemistry and wanted to work a program. And I think he was babyface at the time, if I'm not mistaken. And, but yeah. That was probably the just silliest, because we weren't going anywhere with it. So it's just me randomly quitting on Raw after being Monster Ryback and then turning heel and feuding with Cena and beating Cena and like looking really good still, even though at the end Cena went over at the final deal. But like, right? It was just, so that to me was always like, that was just like Vince. It's like his play box. Like, well, let's just see how someone's going to react to something. Why wouldn't I react? Why would I not? I go, I've been a professional my entire career, but it is what it is. You never know who's making up what about you or people saying things. And Fit Finley wanted to hate me forever. And that was always a shock to me. I go, why? Fit Fit's always been nice to my face. I've never had an issue. And I don't know if like Fit didn't, whatever. And then Fit started becoming my agent. They started, that was probably a rib on them. And then I've told you guys this, like Joey Mercury came up and just go Fit, like Fit started, like actually liked me and like would compliment my work and everything. And I go, yeah, because he actually then took the time to like probably not believe lies or something and just like knew me. And that's just how it usually works. But, you know, you never know what you're dealing with producers and people in there. I just remember always thinking, I go, why wouldn't Fit like me? He's never even like, we've never even like hung out or talked or like just random things. But I guess, you know, when you're 290 pound, good looking, jacked guy, like people are just going to hate you. You're well-spoken. You're not an idiot. People are just going to hate you. And like, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Somebody's mad that I called myself good looking, by the way. Hello, hello. Evan says, are they, was WWE allergic to making money or something? You were getting over and the chants were loud. When something works, you go all with it. Then, of course, they had to screw it up. No, so you got to understand, he's already a billionaire. He's already has all the money in the world. So that that point, and they're not, like, he can do whatever he wants. And so that's where power, have you ever seen people that have all the wealth? What's the next thing? Once you achieve wealth, what do most people that achieve wealth, and this isn't everybody, but like bad individuals, once bad individuals achieve a certain level of wealth, they then thrive on power and manipulation and control. And that's where the world with the elite, we're dealing with this right now on a world scale of events with a lot of things, of people obsessed with power and control, like, and that's all that it is. But I had all the legal stuff going on and I stood up for myself. I always was team WWE all the way through. I stayed professional. I talked good about them at all times. I did all the media in the world. I even asked for more media. They used me on everything. I could play that game all day long. And then they lied to me and said they were going to take care of me from the ankle lawsuit that I needed. That was something I needed with that. And I threw that away for them. In all their lies, because they said they were going to take care of me and they stabbed me in the back and they know they did and they lied and shame on me for trusting and believing me and living my dream, but it's all coming back. So Sophie and Little Guy are doing absolutely amazing. What do I think of Gunther? I really enjoy the Gunther character and everything that they're doing, the Imperium, and I dig it. He's very believable. I like him in the role that he is playing. I like the way that he wrestles. I think his character can evolve and grow tremendously and add layers, but that takes time. But he is off to a hell of a start. And you know, I know he used to be a lot heavier and that takes a lot of discipline and a lot of people. He clearly was not doing the right things to keep his body in shape. And whether he had very poor eating habits or didn't work out, or he has since clearly learned and started doing the right things. And it's a very impressive transformation with that. And that just shows like anybody, like that's just covering your bases. Yeah. He could have stayed out of shape with it and not worked out, or if he was working out or whatnot, it just makes it more believable and you feel better. It makes you healthier with it. It's like you want to have all your bases covered as a pro wrestler. Some people don't do that. And it's, you know, and they still get over and because they get used in a certain way, but like they would get even more over and make even more money if they tried even harder to look as good as possible and to take care of their bodies. People are attracted to larger than life personas and people and body types. And there's a reason like that the muscular builds but muscular builds that are able to move and go and function, that's where it's at. Would you ever do stand up like RVD Foley, just telling old road stories? I would be no good in that format. I could definitely do stand up. I have no desire. That does not fit in to take time out to go do. That would be an absolute just travesty on my part to not get my shoulder all the way better and with that. But I've talked about that. And Ryan Nemeth with Ziggler had asked me to do stuff years ago. And it was when I wasn't traveling after Sophie and all her disc disease, when it was real bad. And I just said, no, thank you with that. So I could just do my stuff on my show and on my TikToks and stuff. And, you know, I'm more than happy with that. I'm an entrepreneur. I own a business. So it's not like I have to go get a gig at a club. But, you know, and obviously, I think if I just knew I had to do a 5-minute routine, I could plan that out and probably have 15 minutes on five, but, and then start from there. But that would take devoting my, I literally have to stop the stuff that I'm doing to do that. And I have no ambitions of like being a professional stand-up comedian with it. But as long as those guys do what makes them happy, that's all that matters with that. And I got to stay focused on the things that I need to keep doing and growing and get back. So. I saw Ziggler do stand up at Calhoun's in Saugus. He bombed. It was cool though. I'm gonna tell him when I see him. When I talk to him, I'm gonna let. Did you bomb in Saugus? I know the Calhoun's. I've eaten there many times. They've hooked us up so many times. We would go eat hundreds of dollars of food and just leave a good tip, and that was that. It was always good times. Why isn't Ziggler pushed? Is it because of age? He's been pushed all throughout his career at various levels. I think he's won a champion, the world championship. He's won the IC championship, tag championships. He's probably one of the most successful pro wrestlers overall in tenure and probably money made overall from beginning to current with everything. Just my estimation, because he's been there for him. Kofi's up there as well. Him and Kofi probably very close in time. Miz is in that vicinity as well. They're all kind of interchange. Those three guys are the Cal Ripkins of WWE, of Iron Man, long 10 years, and not necessarily working at the top, but they've worked at the top at different points and been on the upper mid card year after year, always figured in, always booked. Always on the pay-per-views, or Dolph, not as much on his recent memory, but he, and hopefully he will be once again. He's on, I'm sure his downside's a sweet deal right now. And if he's not being booked on everything, he's still making his downside. He's still getting stuff. And, you know, his age is not an issue. He still physically looks amazing. He's not old. The 40s are prime real estate. It's the prime years in pro wrestling. All this stuff with the guys, when you take care of yourself and you can still do everything, and I'm talking, you know, with that. So I don't listen to any of those people. Anybody that like, oh, it's about the business, is about the younger guys, F off. It's about making money. It's about being entertained. It's about who can go right now. I will never, ever, like, that is like, I always understood that being younger, like you got to be able to like take somebody's spot, or you got to be better than them, or you got to be able to make more money. And like, it's not like, hey, this guy's 22. He's our future. You don't know what your future is. The future is right now. That's the smart marks and the people. They always will just whine and complain about whatever they can, about whoever they can, because that's all they can do. So age has nothing to do with anything with Ziggler. What was the excuse 10 years ago with him? You know what I mean? That's the role that they use him in the majority of the time. And he's over it, and he makes his money, and he's better than most people. I don't know how long WWE will ride Reigns as champion, but Bruno Sammartino has the record. Right, which is almost 3,000 days. Is it high 2,000s? So I don't see Roman breaking that or anything. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know what their intentions are with all of it. You know, I've thought about this a lot. Like Cody, for Cody to go over there, you know, and WWE and how they do contracts, you know, and if Cody didn't get this in the contract, and I don't know what Cody, I don't know what the deal that he got done, but do you think, and I'm just saying, if he signed and got the money that he wanted and they worked out some other things and, but, and championships were not part of the deal. There was no, like, there was no three championship run, no one championship run, right? If they didn't put that in, do you think WWE is going to put the title on an AEW guy that, that left or got released and then went and started AEW? And do you think they're going to come back with Vince and running the company and put him over on their new Cena? I'm asking you. I've thought about this a lot. And I don't, the only way that they're doing that is if it was, everything was truly hashed out and he got it in the contract. Otherwise, Vince and them have just done this time and time again. Well, this is Vince's number one thing he likes to do. This is what they did with me. They like to get you as close as you can get to where they it's there that you, like, they know what you want and then just take it away. Because that's what, that breaks most people. Vince knows that it's a 48 laws of power tactic. Dangle the carrot, even let them nibble it, and right when they get to that sweet spot, pull it away. So that's why I'm very interested in this match to see, and it'll be very telling, and I will learn some lessons even further of kind of what's going on, and we'll have to wait and see. Bobby Lashley's done amazing, amazing work since he's been back in the company. I'm a fan of Bobby Lashley. I respect Bobby as much as anyone because he, every time we've ever, we've been around each other multiple times, we always get along really well. And he's always been super nice. And that's somebody I definitely want to wrestle. Like that's, I like Bobby, his work ethic, because we physically look very similar in our builds and like, and I know the amount of work that we like. There's like a mutual respect with somebody, like just you could see they're very similar mindset, right? He's just he's a hard worker, like, and it's there's no denying it. It shows, like, and I don't like Bobby's never struck me as like this. He's just a genuine hardworking dude. So like when I see that, it makes me feel good because he's one of the good guys in pro wrestling, like with that. And it, and I haven't even been around him all a ton, but I've been around him enough to know, and you know, he walked out before, and I understand why he walked out, and then he busted his ass and did the things that he was passionate about and cared about, and then he went back under and resolved the issues, and you know, I think his run has cemented him, whatever you want to, like, even though that first run was amazing, this one has been even more amazing, and you know, he'll be a future Hall of Famer, no doubt. Bobby's finishers are fine. You guys just complain about everything. RT, the brand. Yep, he studied Robert Greene. And that's what I was taught in developmental from some key people had advised a select group of us who they thought were going to be successful in the business, which all of us were. So they were very spot on the 48 laws of power. And that was how the organization was run. And it's the only book I've ever read that I've never, I genuinely hate. I don't feel good about it. Makes me sick to my stomach when I read that book. And, but it was, I knew I had to understand how he operates. And he holds that book very near and dear to him, and he operates straight out of it. And it's, and once you learn that, it makes it, it's actually pretty easy to predict the things they do. But this is why this is a game, it's all a game to him. That's why everything that he's doing with me, it's a game of manipulation and control. And he always used to like talk to me and tell me how much he admired my ability to overcome things and like setbacks with injuries or different things and try different characters. That was the WWE story on me that I never gave up, and that I always, like, literally the hungry mindset that no matter what was handed to me, I always would make it as good as I could, or I would always overcome whatever obstacles were presented in front of me. So he knows this. This literally was in conversations we would talk about. That would be, thank you very much. And he always made that a point. And he would tell, he goes, I know you're the hardest working guy or one of the hardest working guys. Like he always, like he knew on that. And so this is all, that's how I know it's a game. And two, and I've talked about this, he does not want me to be successful with Feed Me More Nutrition because he failed at IcoPro. And so I don't know if he thinks this is some sort of shot. And it had nothing to do with him. This is what I'm passionate about as well. And I've been since I was a kid with supplementation and natural supplements with that. But this is why they've cut me off. They took out Ryback as marketing on right away for me on my social, so I can't market to people that like me. How, no other reason for interest for Facebook and Meta and Instagram to remove Ryback as an interest early on when I was still literally right off, but we were using it to market. And they go, take that away from him. And they did suppress him, make it difficult. And so this is all a game to see. That's why it's so personal to me with it. And it makes me angry. And he will, if I ever see him again, it will. There's a lot that's going to be said before I will even listen to him say one word. There's going to be a lot that comes out, a lot. And I would prefer they have security because it's going to be very, 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 like a lot. So, and it's for his sake and for my sake, so I don't go to jail, because this is not a game to me. This is real life. And it's, you do not do this to people. You do not do. And I'm the one that can overcome it. But this isn't some little sick, twisted game of manipulation and control. This is life, and he's human, and his time will come. His time will come, and he will serve and pay his price when that time does. But you don't do this to other people. In that, you're making money, you run your life. I distanced myself, let me go with it. I won the stuff that I created that was mine, that you guys had your corrupt things in your manipulation and your legal BS with that, that you, in your lies. I won everything by telling the truth. Let me go. Let me go. Let me live my life. Let me be free with it. And this is why I will not stop. But they tried to convince portion of the wrestling crowd and everything that I'm this horrible human being and everything, this and that. It's not the case. I'm never going to bend to it. I'm never going to break to it. I know the truth. Those little jabronis will come around once everything works itself out. I can't answer that question on 30 seconds, Kyle. I can't. I'll get kicked off TikTok. I'm not answering that. I picked up and ran Cena through the Titantron on a Last Man Standing match, which John had, from the character standpoint, got taken out on a stretcher in an ambulance, and I was back on my feet. But they did a double count out, was the deal, and I got back up right away pretty much after that. And it was meant to make me look like I had beaten him, but I didn't beat him within the time limit allowed, so he kept the title. And then we went on to the Three Stages of Hell match, where I got a pinfall victory over him. But he beat, what was the Three Stages of Hell? Was it a lumberjack match? I think I beat him in the lumberjack match. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a lumberjack match, a tables match, and then an ambulance, right? And which I pinned John with a shell shock in the lumberjack, and then John attitude adjustment through the table. So we were tied up going into the ambulance match, and then John eventually got the attitude adjustment through the top of the ambulance deal with it. But those matches were a ton of fun, man. I was very happy with that. Did it hurt going through the ambulance? I told you guys, it was a cutout at the top of that, which was still the metal that would just break away as I fell through it. But I'm a pretty large individual, and we made sure that it was like going to be a tight fit. And I wasn't elbow. I think it was my left elbow. And you can, if you go back and watch, you'll see my left elbow coming down hits the top of the actual ambulance. It doesn't break away. So I go through hard and my elbow hits, and bam, my elbow swelled up after that. I'd have to get it drained pretty regularly. They actually, if you watch that, I don't know, or was it my right elbow? Maybe it was my right elbow on that. I'm trying to think of the, because it's my right elbow, because there's the bowling segment with the guy in Orange County in LA. We're in Anaheim, where I bullied him in the showers. My right elbow, if you look at that where I'm wearing the vest, my right elbow looks kind of pointy or funky. It's because it just got drained, or like it was all messed up. And they used to have to wrap it up for like matches, and I'd have my elbow pads. But that's why I think I started wearing the thicker elbow pads and all that, because like in training, and you don't want your joints to be all whatever. But that happened from that. That wasn't anything wrestling, but you keep wrestling with it and it doesn't allow it to get to just heal. Whereas if you had like a week or two, it would just go away on its own, right? But that's everyday stuff. That's just what you deal with. Look, hello. Evan, very good introduction. Thank you very much. KG. Yeah, the LED boards were, that was a good little segment. Dragon says, is Sami Zayn becoming a main eventer in your view after this Bloodline stuff wraps up? We'll have to wait and see how they use him, or how they view him and continue to book him. I don't know. You know, the opportunity would have been there to do Sami and Roman at WrestleMania, and let Sami. If that was never in the cards, and it wasn't in the cards, then. You know, I don't know. They're him and my guess is it depends on what they're going to do. Because if the Bloodline angle doesn't end and Roman and the Usos are both successful, then where do they, like, because this storyline's been going on with those guys. Do KO and Sammy, where do they go? Do they can't just keep, like, I don't know. My guess is if Roman beats Cody and the Usos lose the titles, then there could be more drama and controversy with the Bloodline angle continuing and the Usos not having the titles in Roman. You know what I mean? So that is one scenario I could see playing out. But I don't know. And if they all lose the titles and then they take a break, then with the Bloodline, then that's cool. But Sammy and KO have the tag titles, so they're going to be doing tag matches, right? So that's not necessarily Sammy being in the main event, depending on what the tag matches are. They can be, it just depends. It's not like a singles main event push with it. So that's where it's very difficult in the roles. And if something's not mapped out and they're just kind of just going with it and it's working, and then, but you see the way it plays out, and then it can cool off pretty quickly. It can cool off pretty quickly if you're not put in good situations routinely. I don't know who the C guy is, but the C guy, I'm just going to put you in timeout, C. I'm not going to shell shock you, but you had like four or five questions. I have a feeling, I'm going to block you. I'm going to block you. You're definitely a weirdo. I don't even like what goes through some of your minds. Like, you don't even form like coherent sentences. And like, you're gonna spam the chat, like, you just ask like five or six random questions that I didn't even know how to answer one of them. Hello, thank you very much. We do have a Feeding Time video up, check that out, guys, on YouTube here. The latest one came out Friday. It was the the McDonald's new Bacon Ranch McCrispy sandwich with fries and an Oreo McFlurry, in appearances from Sophie and Little Guys. So check that out, please. They're not distributing those videos good at all. They take them, like, they're just not getting, they're getting the worst views I've ever gotten on them with those. And so, but check those out, please. I think you will find enjoyment in them and good food, good cheat meal every week. Yes, I can lift 500 pounds easy. Like, that's not even, I'm at a point in time though, where I'm focused on building and strengthening my body as efficiently as possible. I'm very happy with how I look right now. And my conditioning is off the charts. My conditioning is sky high right now. Do wrestlers ever get chicks who sell popcorn at the stadium? That might be one of the most random questions I've ever seen. At what point do you think the wrestlers are in the arena getting popcorn with the fans? You know what I mean? And how would, like, do you think, like, maybe I'm at the arena and, like, they're like, 10 minutes till doors. And I'm like, oh man, I really got to shit. And like, I go, I'm going to go shit. And I want to cut it really close. I want to shit. And I want to be having to run to get back down the thing before the fans are coming in. And like, so then I like sneak into one of the bathrooms. I walk up and view the, and I see the concession stands and I find the men's room. And I go and I do a big guy shit. And it's like doors in 1 minute. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to cutting it so close. And like, I wash my hands and I'm coming out. Or as Daniel Bryan would say, I never wash my hands after I go to the bathroom, made up random lie. And I wipe my eye and I give myself pink eye. But as I'm walking to go back down the stairs into the arena, I look and I go, that's the most beautiful popcorn chick I've ever seen. God, I got to have her tonight before I leave town. And then I go over there and I get her phone number really quick. And then I go down and I running and then like one or two fans kind of see me, but they can't get a picture. And I get backstage and whew, then after the show, I call her up, hey, popcorn chick, because I don't even get her name. I just put her in there as popcorn chick. And I'm like, I'm at the Sheraton. You want to smash? And she's like, yeah, feed me more, big guy. And you know, is that how it would happen? Because I don't know. Like, I don't know how else you would get with popcorn chicks. Does anyone have any idea? Because I don't. Jesus Christ. Why couldn't it just be a concession stand worker? Why does that have to be a popcorn chick? Some of this shit that you guys ask, it's absolutely just outrageous. I love popcorn, though. Timmy G, Ryback Show regular, thank you for the super chat. Is there for wrestlers any sort of preference to wrestling in an indoor arena, stadium, with or without a roof, along with location, temperature-wise? So I can only answer this for myself, but I kind of from what I know from others. I personally, let me get this super chat off 1 second. I prefer wrestling in a closed dome. So the WrestleMania stadiums are absolutely amazing. And I've wrestled in the outdoor ones with my WrestleMania match with Mark Henry in New York, and they had heaters all around the ring, so it felt normal outside of walking like down the ramp and like it was colder out. But when you get to the ring, they actually had heaters and things, which is amazing how they do it, where it's actually a very good temperature all around the ring with it. But the sound, you can't hear when you're out there. When there's not an enclosed dome or stadium or arena, the sound just keeps going. So you can hear it, but it doesn't seem that loud with it. And you have to go back and actually watch. But even then, it's still not as loud on TV as it would be with an actual dome. So I would always, I prefer wrestling where the sound can be heard better, because that's what makes pro wrestling, right? With it. So, but the stadiums with all the people it is unbelievable to wrestle in that atmosphere. But I love arena. I love everything with arenas. There's nothing like it, but that's just, you know, that's a special occasion when you're going out on a stadium and you're wrestling in front of 40, 50, 60,000, and sometimes more than that, depending on where they're at. Like Dallas, I got to do the Dallas one, but the people got locked out. The security thing happened. So including my girlfriend at the time, missed my match. And it was like, because she was on the bus and they all got locked out as part of the fans. So like, it would have been an almost filled up stadium at that point, because we were getting close to showtime. Instead, it was like a quarter full, which was still a ton of people, but it was all spread out. And it was a horrible last memory. For you know, being there. But the arenas with the dome being closed off is where it's at for me. And I'm a big fan of everything. I don't like daytime matches. I've always hated it. And I had to wrestle in one at San Francisco in that Under the Giant Battle Royal when it was still sunlight out. Absolutely miserable on it. Like, I just didn't, it wasn't, and not, it doesn't feel, it reminded me of developmental doing daytime shows at car parking lots. It used car parking lots in Florida Championship Wrestling. Great. That, nothing against it. It was awesome. But like, it doesn't feel like pro wrestling. I just always associate like in a darkness and an enclosed arena where the lighting, everything is all the same for the entire show. I don't like I know the outdoor stuff and it looks good once it's nighttime and that, like, don't get me wrong. It's still great. It's just when you're comparing them, you want that sound to be level 10. You don't want it to be a 3 when you're out there, even if it's a 10. You want to be able to get that and hear it because then you can react off of that appropriately. Good to see all of you. Super Chat, are you still friends with Asian and Phoenix? The Phoenix they just talked about. Yeah, me and Phoenix are forever friends, buddy, on that. The other guy we had to ditch on that. He was not trustworthy in multiple ways, unfortunately. And was actually there was a point of deception on something where he actually engaging and talking to Marx, in which I found out about and messages were forwarded to me. And it was just like, he was never my friend. He was always, Phoenix knew him and he's close with Alexis Fox, who I'm friends with, associates with. I don't know her overly well, but we talk, we have each other's number. We text every once in a blue moon, message here and there on social media and whatnot. And she's in Vegas too with that. But her and Joe does a lot of stuff with her on it. He was never my friend. He just helped. He knows stuff and he helped set up stuff. And I'm always thankful for that. But then it was just someone I realized, they go, yeah, I can't be hanging around this person. And then there's some other things. It just wasn't, just distanced myself. Wish him the best. Was never my friend on that. Phoenix forever, though. Me and Phoenix will forever, ever, always be awesome. Yep, I'm a fan of Keanu Reeves. I love him in the movie Hardball, where he tells a group of a youth baseball team. He tells them the most important thing in life is showing up. And he was impressed by their ability to keep showing up despite obstacles and living in not ideal circumstances at their age. And so I've always remembered that too. The most important thing is just showing up. You show up, you give yourself a chance. Nope, I was not planned to win the Royal Rumble at any point in time that I was aware of. It's all physical acting, guys, and roles. That's all that pro wrestling is. No wrestlers fail. It's all predetermined. We all know exactly what we're going to go do when we go out there and do it. So you got to get over like the some of this stuff thinking it's real. I will forever hammer that into your heads. It's physical acting. You guys should admire all the people, win, lose, or draw, and the roles that they play with it, and based off of their believability and connecting with the crowd and holding a prop or a championship, which are props, does not make you successful or not successful with it. And I've held a championship, holds no bearing to my success of what I've done other than it was a part that I played. And like, yeah, you want to play roles that have them with that, but you don't have to. You can get things and you can be the most over wrestler without them with it. It's and trust me, I know. Evan, that was exactly on the entrance. You're spot on that. Aaron's on tube. Thank you for the super chat. After my bad weekend, took my first Brazilian jiu-jitsu class tonight. Best therapy ever. New appreciation for how difficult grappling is, cardio and strength-wise. Oh, congratulations, man. You will just take care of yourself. Roll with people that can be trusted and that have a good mindset. And roll with people that are higher up than you, and that you will continue to get better. And you'll actually, the way to get as good as quickly as possible is rolling with people that are superior to you on that. And you will pick up and you will learn on that. You know, I've got a whole set of DVDs too. The Gracie DVD on it's like, I don't know if it's like 10 or 15 DVDs. It is unbelievable. You can learn a lot just watching that. And then, but if you watch that and take that and you take that and apply it to what you're learning in class, man, you will fly. But it's very rewarding, and that stuff is it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And with that, guys, I know you hate to hear those words. We're getting at about 90 minutes for today's show. I've got to wrap things up. We've got a busy day, a busy week ahead. I've got a lot I got to get done in the coming days. So with everything and going out to LA for WrestleCon. So, but check that out. Check out my Feed Me More Nutrition on feedmemore.com. We've got the discounts in the description on all the platforms there. Just look at the description of the show. You can get all the discounts and different ways to save and the different promotions going on for the supplements and the Ryback merch with all of that. I hope you guys all have a great, great Monday. We'll be back tomorrow. Check out the Feeding Time video as well. And until next time, my friends, stay hungry. Feed me more.
Hey, Rybackers, don't forget to hit that like button, smash that subscribe, and shell shock those notifications for the best supplements on the planet with Feed Me More Nutrition and all the latest cool new Ryback merch. Visit feedmemore.com.